Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Sharad Kutin with me, Brian Fernandez and Tan Chung Han. Now, Han, for a quick analysis on today's IPO, you're going to be speaking to Wan Mohammad Zahidi, analyst with RHB Research.
Good morning, Wan. All right, so I'm looking at Lotte Chemicals right now. It's actually down 0.15% here with plenty of shares trading, exchanging hands here. Over 16 million shares traded right now and rising. So are these kind of movements within your expectations, you think?
Morning. Hi, Han. I think it's sort of within our expectation as well. We don't think it has to do with the broader market sentiment on why it's mostly stable right now. But we think investors are also slightly concerned on the petrochemical sector as well. We think the global outlook on the sector is still a bit shaky. And probably the kerfuffle with the repricing of the IPO price could also have something to do with the share price performance.
Now, Wan, I mean, it's been about 7 years since Lotte Chemicals acquired Titan. So how do you think the fundamentals, let's talk about the fundamentals of the company then. How much has it strengthened since Lotte Chemicals took over?
I think Lotte Chemicals has done quite a good job after acquiring Titan. They spent about close to 3.4 billion ringgit in capex, debottlenecking, increase its production portfolio. Their total nameplate capacity increased by probably about 400,000 tons per annum capacity. In my opinion, I think Lotte Chemicals, with their South Korean technological expertise, they've picked all the low-hanging fruits. They've increased efficiency, they've optimized production, the easy stuff. So for them to grow next, they need extra funds, which is why they are going to the market with the listing.
So now that they've ticked all those boxes that you mentioned, so when it comes to the outlook on Lotte Chemicals earnings, you know, is your outlook still intact for the company?
I think our earnings are still quite conservative, and it should still be quite intact for the year. So our house view on crude oil price is about $54 per barrel. And our product and feedstock prices based on this number. Operationally, they just finished with the turnaround for their two crackers. So you should see higher cost of feedstock in 2017. But with the higher nameplate capacity coming in second half of the year, so they should offset the slightly higher cost of feedstock. And also, their earnings going forward will also be helped by the full income tax exemption that they will be receiving from 2017 to 2021.
Now, Wan, earlier you mentioned the concerns that some investors may have for the petrochemicals sector as a whole. What do you think are some of the key risks for the sector outlook?
Currently, I think oversupply remains a key risk for the sector. There's a lot of new production capacity being added in other parts of the world, which will have an effect on regional prices. The U.S. itself, they are going to add about 7 million tons per annum of production capacity for ethylene by end 2017. And if you look around the region, PTTGC, which is based in Thailand, will add about 1 million tons per annum. The petrochemical project in Vietnam will also add a similar amount. And RAPID is coming up in about 2 years. That should add about 3 to 4 million worth of capacity. So there is an abundance of supply coming up. But on the flip side of the coin, we think that demand should for petrochemical products should still be stable. The demand tends to grow about 1.2 times of global GDP. And the region where we are, Southeast Asia, that's where the strongest demand for all these products are still coming from. So, oversupply, but demand should probably take it up in the midterm.
And from the time we began this chat, Lotte Chemicals has fallen further, now down 0.3%, with over 17 million shares traded, now at RM6.48. That was Wan Mohamad Zahidi, analyst with RHB Research.
We'll be back with more analysis after this BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.